to this spacious yoga nidra practice, yoga nidra journey. And today's journey can be used specifically for sleep or rest, a little reset. As I just alluded to, spoiler alert, this particular practice is designed to help you find, uncover, and explore space and silence. Silence and space. Some things we are sometimes all too short of. They can be a little elusive, right? So know that on your way to finding said space and silence, there's no timeline. You can't rush into it, right? You can't create a lot of noise to find silence or have this very limited tunnel to find space. Trust the process. It will happen as it's meant to, and silence, space, will have a unique definition to you. So just begin organically, spontaneously, by getting yourself nice and comfortable, all cocooned in your nidra nest. Of course, traditionally, this is done laying on your back in the shavasana. If you are using this for sleep, feel free to lay down however you're comfortable, ready to sleep. So try not to think or analyze or even plan this too much. All that matters is you get down, grab your props, and get really, really comfortable, however that may look and feel for you today. Right? Pillows, blankets, put on your jammies, any eye masks, crystals, and stones. If you are laying in shavasana, it's very helpful for the nervous system to relax your limbs away from the spine, right? Out wide, nice and long. Feel that. Maybe something under the knees, the head, the tail, the arms, the hands, the heels. A blanket or two on top of you. Maybe a pillow on your torso. An eye covering, that added weight on top of you. Yes, warm. But speaking to the nervous system, very grounding and helps us slowly but surely, sometimes quickly but surely, enter out of that fight or flight and enter into rest, digest all that juicy, juicy healing. So set up your body, your pose, your shape, your nest, all those props and cozies in whatever ways make sense to you. The goal here, the light goal, the focus, something to trend toward, is you want to be able to lie as still as possible for as long as possible. And there's no pressure to that. So just tending to anything, big or small, macro or micro nudges, anything that's speaking to you now. Even those tiny little whispers. Anything that will prevent distraction in the next minute or the next 30. Lay, settle your body down. Spine is long. Easy muscles wash through the face. A spaciousness through the throat. Relax shoulders, that sweet curl in fingers, that mirrors, that splaying, flopping outedness. I'm keeping that. I'm not editing that. Flopping, flopped outedness of the toes. It was very nidra, very dawn. Feel an unclench in the glutes, in the belly, in the jaw, in the furrow of your brow. Soften it, iron it out. Even the ears release. The back of the head is heavy. Feel symmetrical. Feel supported. Feel spacious and silent. And as you settle in, of course, you're allowed to shift at any point if you feel uncomfortable. But again, I'll say it again. The aim here is to get yourself so stinking comfortable that you could fall asleep, that you can remain in complete stillness. So make those fidgets, those shake shimmies movements. Maybe you even replace your props, your clothing, your bedding, until you feel nice and settled, nice and snug. Allow the shoulders to drop back and relax. Release all the muscles around the eyes. Notice if there's any area you are gripping, holding, and see if you can find release. Create some space in the constriction. Now, take a long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in. Hold the breath here a few seconds. When it's time, you'll open the mouth and unhinge the jaw. Maybe you stick your tongue out. I would encourage making some noise. Go for it. Big sigh, big release. And take another nice, slow, smooth, deep, diaphragmatic belly breath in. Hold that breath at the top of your head. Maybe take in another sip or sniff. And through the mouth, out, big release, full breath, empty fully. Third time's a charm. You all knew it was coming. One more, full, deep, expansive, space clearing, space creating, breath in and up. Up, up, hold it at your top, your peak. Maybe one more sip or sniff in and up. Make some noise as you release. Let go, body nice and relaxed, sinking heavier. And you may already be noticing that your shoulders have dropped even further back. Those large muscles of the body are even more relaxed, heavy. And you can also now make an added conscious, intentional effort to relax even further. Yes, feel that. Relaxing the muscles of the back, the legs, the arms, allowing your hands and feet, fingers and toes to rest, that floppy floppedness. Feel it. And before we go into our rotation of awareness through the body, try to focus on space. Just become aware of the space that is around you. So with softly heavy and spacious eyes closed, could you, dear one, Notice how you're still able to see with your mind's eye. The ceiling? Get a felt sense of the ceiling. The distance, the space between your body and the ceiling above. And sense the floor, the sense of the space between your body and the floor. Sensing the space to the left of your body, the space to the right of your body. And sensing your body in space, the space all around you like a globe without any edges. Simply aware of space and the silence within it. We can explore and venture into the silence even deeper when we pay attention to the contrast, taking note of any sounds that you hear. And be sure to drop any stories attached to the sound. That's usually the loudest part, right? Is the story we attach. Oh, that's my neighbor. That is a car outside. The creak of the pipe. That's really loud. That one's distracting. I like this one. I don't like that one. The actual sound is just a vibration within the silence, within the space. Sound is just energy, no script required, right? So, in this moment, can you hear the energy and not the story? Hear the energy in the distance, any far off, far away vibrations? And hear the vibrations from the space nearer to you. And then aware of your own vibrations and sounds. Maybe you can hear noises of your body, the breath, the heart, the blood. Maybe even little creaks and buzzes, gurgles that the body makes. Now become aware of the sensation, the feelings of the body. That heart pulsing, the breath rising and falling, making the stomach and the shoulders rise and fall as it travels through your windpipe, filling the lungs and emptying them. Now, all of this sensation is a container of space. Becoming aware of the space that your body occupies. The space in the jar, in the container. You are aware of the whole space of your whole body. The space within your body. You could even imagine it like a sack of skin. That's a little weird, but I like it. A sack of skin with a skeleton inside of it. And then there's all these different spaces within. Space and silence. the silence of those bones laying still. The silence of the blood quietly flowing through the body. Aware of the most silent parts of your body now. The eyes closed down, mind switched off. The fingers, your hands are relaxed. Those feet are quiet and floppedness. Notice the space and the silence of your body. Lying here, silent and spacious. Feel the shift. Now let's begin the rotation of awareness around to visit different parts of the body, paying special attention to what we're now familiar with, the spaces and the silence. So starting with your right hand, aware of the right hand thumb. First finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, the palm of the hand, back of the hand, the space that's cupped in the palm of the hand, the space between each finger. Feeling the whole right hand silent and still. The right wrist, lower arm, the right elbow, the space inside the elbow, the upper arm, right shoulder, the whole right arm, and the silence of the bones. And be aware of the left hand, left first finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, the palm of the hand, back of the hand, to the space in the cup of the palm of the hand, to the spaces between left fingers, the whole left hand silent and still, the left wrist, lower arm, left elbow space, the upper arm, shoulder joint, the whole left arm, and the silence of its bones. Aware of the space between the armpits and the body, the left and the right together. Aware of the space between the neck and the shoulders. Left side of neck, top of left shoulder, right side of neck, top of right shoulder, both of those spaces together. Aware of the whole spine, the back of the head where it meets and collides with the spine. And then gradually making your way down the spine, becoming aware of all the spaces between each vertebra, all the little spaces all the way down the spine, where it eventually meets the tail. all the way up to the top of the head, to the forehead, left eyebrow, right eyebrow, space between the eyebrows, the tip of the nose, the right nostril, the space, the cavity of the nose, the left nostril, and that space of the cavity, the right cheekbone, the left cheekbone, the sinus cavity in the space behind and between the cheekbones, the upper lip, lower lip, the space between and within the mouth, the space of the windpipe, an awareness now to the back of the neck and the front of the throat, and again that space of the tube, the windpipe, in between. Aware of the whole ribcage, the sternum, right side of the ribs, and spaces between right ribs, the left side of the ribs, the space between left ribs, the whole ribcage, the back of the ribs as they meet the spine. And aware as you go down the front of the ribcage, and again all the spaces between the ribs, like stripes, rib, space, rib, space. Aware of the abdomen, the belly button, and its tiny little space. The lower abdomen, the right hip, the left hip, the pelvis, the spaces between the bones of the pelvis. And notice the silence of the lower part of the body, the silence of the lower belly, quietly and gently rising and falling. And focus on your whole right arm, whole left arm, both arms together, still and silent. The right hip, the right thigh, knee, space behind the knee, the shin strong and silent and still, the calf, right ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, fifth toe, going across the toes, feeling any spaces between them. The whole right foot, the whole right leg, heavy, still, and spacious. Now the left hip, the left thigh, knee, space behind left knee, the shin, calf, left ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, the left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, fifth toe, and flowing across the toes, feeling any spaces between them. The whole left foot, the whole left leg, both legs, both feet, all 10 toes together, your whole head, both arms, the torso, everything all together, the whole body, and the sensation of stillness and silence. And feel the meeting points between your body and the surface you're lying on, sensing the shoulders and the surface, the backside and the surface there, arms, hands, their surface, legs and feet, the surface, and noticing the spaces where your body doesn't touch the surface, the little micro spaces, the gaps, feeling those spaces. And feeling the peaceful way that gravity draws you down towards the surface, not forcing you. Still those little pockets, little spaces that gently, softly help you to sink into the surface. Become aware of the shoulders once again, noticing how relaxed they are now, how still, how silent, and the face, the stillness of the face, relaxing the muscles around the eyes even further. Notice the silence of the eyes switched off, the silence of the mouth, the tongue resting peacefully, feeling the silence of the whole head, even the spaces around the head. The space in the right ear, the canal. Space in the left ear canal. Sensing the space around the shoulders. A soft kind of space. A relaxing space. Silent space. Aware of this soft, silent space around the whole body, gently cushioning the whole body, and aware of the body itself, the space your body takes up. Space taking up space. Aware of the whole body and the stillness of the body. Still, silent space of your body. The silence of all the bones wrapped in the skin. aware of your body as pure sensation, purely space and silence. Aware of the atmosphere here of pure space and silence. Aware of your experience as space, silence, and stillness. And for a few moments, explore, experience, and enjoy this peaceful state of being. If you're using this to sleep and you haven't already fallen asleep, simply lay here in this feeling of stillness, space, and peace just by focusing on it. If you do need to, want to get about your day, your night, don't hurry, just enjoy this experience for a few more moments. Know that you can always return to this space whenever you need it. It's always here for you to return to. It is you, bringing this spacious practice to an end. If you are choosing to get up, just become aware of the space around you once again and decide how you'd like to return to it. Rejuvenated, present, healed. You can always wiggle your fingers a bit, any stretches. Maybe eventually open your eyes, roll to your side. Just pause. Be present with whatever you're feeling, whatever messengers are coming up, and then return to your day. Walk into it exactly as you want to. With my hands at my heart center, I see you. Yes, you. I am very grateful for you. Keep practicing. Keep going inward. Keep loving you. I bow to you. Our practice of a spacious, still yoga nidra is now complete. Namaste, dear one.